You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode contains explicit language. The rappers Prodigy and Havoc met when they were still in high school in New York. Havoc grew up in Queensbridge, the biggest public housing projects in the country. And as a teenager, Prodigy lived there for a while too. The two of them formed Mobb Deep in 1991. In 1995, they put out their second album, The Infamous. It was a success when it came out, but in the 25 years since it was released, the influence of the album has only grown. Complex named it one of the 10 best rap albums of the 90s, and Pitchfork gave the album a rare perfect score, 10 out of 10. The Washington Post called it a masterpiece of hardcore rap, and in Slate, it was called one of the best albums of the 90s and one of the very best hip-hop albums ever made. The biggest song from the album was Shook Ones Part 2. Havoc made the now legendary beat that he and Prodigy rap over. To celebrate the 25th anniversary, Havoc told me the story of how the whole song came together. Prodigy passed away in 2017 from complications due to sickle cell anemia, a debilitating disease that he'd battled his entire life. But the legacy of Mobb Deep lives on. A new, expanded 25th anniversary edition of The Infamous just came out in April. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones, shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He's just a shook one. The story of Shook Ones starts back in 1994. Here's Havoc.
My name is Havoc, one half of the infamous Mobb Deep. We had just secured the deal with Loud Records, and it was like our second shot at life, you know, as far as music career goes, because we had a deal with Island 4 for Broadway that didn't go so well, and we got dropped from the label, so we had to go back to the drawing board. But after the first record deal that didn't go so well, it inspired us, you know what I mean? It made us more hungry, you know what I mean? Because we knew we had something. Prodigy's grandmother, you know, she was really in tune with us and seeing what we was trying to do, and she brought Prodigy some music recording equipment. It was the EPS Plus ASR-10.
That's a keyboard sampler. You can record in a sample and then play it back like any other keyboard sound.
And like some kind of like Tascam track board with your standard microphone. And that was really it. You know, once she bought that, you know, he called me, let me know he had it. I rushed over to Long Island immediately, went over to his crib. And I already knew that I wanted to make beats anyway because I used to use a double cassette tape and record, repeat, record, repeat, record, rewind, record, rewind. And that was the only way that I could produce because I didn't have no money for equipment around 12, 13 years old. So finally, when I got my hands on this equipment, I said, yo, show me how you use this, how you use that, how you use this. And he started using it. And Prodigy being like an unselfish person, he saw how passionate I was. And I basically kind of like took over, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, it was like out of this world. And Shook Ones Part 1 was like one of the first beats I kind of made on that equipment. We lived a life that of diamonds and guns, and numerous ways that we choose to earn funds, some niggas get shot, locked down, and turned guns, cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones, shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one, shook one. The way that the chorus came about with that song is Prodigy came up with it, inspired by our homeboy that went to high school with us. His name was Illa G. He said something to P, and P came up with the hook. There's a lot of dudes out there that be fronting a lot, acting like they something that they not. And, you know, we all know the reasons why people do that when they portray somebody they not, because they just not proud of who they are. And Queensbridge, man, is one of those places that, you know, just like a lot of city housing projects, it's really wild, you know, drug dealing going on, young kids shooting at each other, police brutality, just one of those places that you got to be strong. It could be scary, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of love out there too. You know, I mean, it's a community. But if you're a shook one, you know what I'm saying, it will be a scary place for you to live. But growing up in it, you don't look at it as a scary place. You just look at it as somewhere where you live and you just learn how to navigate. So we made that track. you know, we felt good about it because we was feeling the lyrics, the chorus content for the hook, but we just felt like something was missing. Like, we liked the song. We liked it. So we didn't want to scrap the song entirely, but we knew we could do better. At that point, we took all the studio equipment from Long Island and we brought it to the projects in my apartment where I lived with my mother, brother, and sister. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew I had to do something. One of the A&Rs, Matty C, he told me about, you know, these record conventions that they be having where they sell old vinyl and, you know, for sampling. And a lot of producers go there. And I went to one of those and, you know, found the drums for the Shook Ones Part 2. It was on this vinyl called Vinyl Dog. To capture the drums at this point, I had acquired an MPC 60, which had only about 6 to 8 seconds of sampling time. So once I got the drum loop now, I got something to guide me in a direction of where I really want to go. And now I'm just looking for a sample to go over it that could fit those drums. I made the beat right in my bedroom. I had a whole bunch of records on my floor, a bunch of scratched up vinyls from some of Prodigy's grandfather's collection, some from my father's collection, because he, you know, used to DJ in the house just for fun. And, you know, I was always listening to those records and I wasn't really organized. So after I would listen to a record, I just, you know, throw it to the side and ultimately it'd be on the floor and we'd be just walking all over them. When I would listen to those records, I was listening specifically to find samples for the beats that I was trying to make. And one of the records I happened to pick up was Herbie Hancock, Jessica. Herbie Hancock, you know, his records sound really weird, but in a good way. And I experimented with just that one little 2 seconds. I sampled into the EPS Plus, and on the EPS Plus, when you sample into it, it's like a keyboard. You could move up and down the keys and change the pitch of the sample. And if you listen closely, you can hear the pop in the records. That's how you know the records is really on the floor. So the drums was there and kind of made me play the keys how I played them. You understand what I'm saying? So at that point, I was like, okay, this is dope. It sounds dope, but I was like, I need a bass line. So I filtered a note of the piano, isolated it, and then used that as a bass line. And now I need something to say that, okay, the chorus is here, or this is the intro, because it would have just kept going and going and going and you wouldn't have heard a change. And then I came across this Quincy Jones record, another weird record. Like, it's nothing about it is melodic. It was, if you listen to it, you know what I'm talking about. Once I heard that ooh, Evie sound, I said, yeah, it stands out. It's bright. When you hear it, you know something different is going on in the beat. So I just took that and said, okay, this is going to be the chorus. And once I grabbed that, I was done. Prodigy, when he first heard the beat, he was like excited. At that point, he was like kind of living with me in my apartment in Queensbridge. So he had first dibs on hearing anything that I did. So when he heard it, he was bugging like, oh shit. You know, I couldn't tell if I was making a dope beat or not. I didn't know, you know, I'm still a new producer at that point. But something just lit up in everybody's eyes when they heard this beat. And it was like, yo, like, this is crazy. I was like, okay, cool, you know what I mean? Once the A&Rs heard it, they was like, yo, let's just use this for the new Shook Ones and just do it over. You know, they had already been in the industry that me and Prodigy was trying to break through to, And through conversation, I knew that they had good ears. So I trusted them, you know what I mean? I took their opinion seriously. I was eager to learn things. So when they would tell me certain things like, yo, this beat's good, let's try this, I would try almost anything that they had an opinion on. And yeah, we went into the studio and that's where we re-recorded the vocals, changed the rhymes up a little bit. But I wasn't really too fond of changing my lyrics because I didn't want to take away from what I had already made or written. So I kept mine the same.
And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did?
Do you remember Prodigy doing his verse? Were you there for it?
Yeah, I was there while he was doing his verse, and I was just, you know, really, for lack of better words, amazed.
Why is that?
Because he just changed his lyrics up, and, you know, when we first started recording together or became a group, I kind of was, like, writing some of his rhymes. So to see him write on his own, he blew me out the box lyrically, you understand? And people used to write his rhymes. But then when he started writing his own rhymes, he was better than everybody. When he comes in, he's like, I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous. You heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Then he's going on about, I stab your brain with your nose bone. It's like, I'm like, this kid was coming from somewhere deep.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to.
You know, from the gate, I already knew that he had sickle cell, you know, shortly after meeting him. I really didn't know what the disease was. I heard of it before, but never had no experience in knowing anybody that had it personally. But I saw that he would end up in the hospital a lot, and I knew it was painful for him. It was the number one influencer. It really made him not give a fuck about a lot of things, you know what I mean? And he displayed that in his lyrics. He wasn't faking about that.
Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. Hey, yo, done sparked the Philly.
The way he would portray his lyrics and his feelings about life, I knew it was directly attributed to his sickness that he was afflicted with from birth. I didn't think it was just something like to act tough on a record. I mean, he really was living that. Growing up the way we did, we had to grow up fast. You know, only 19, but my mind is old. That line is a testament to that. By 19, we already been through hell and back. You know what I mean? Things that, you know, the average teenager shouldn't go through, but it just makes you who you are. And you just accept it. Man, I owe a sense of gratitude. That song has given me the opportunity of a lifetime, single-handedly. I don't even think that I would be giving this interview without that song, to be honest with you. But it's bittersweet, right? Telling the story about Shook Ones or, you know, anything with Mobb Deep, it just feels incomplete because I can't celebrate it with the person I created it with. It's a permanent sadness that I'll never shake. You know, he was there from its inception. It's not like friends that were close by. It's deeper than that.
And now, here's Shook Ones, Part 2, by Mobb Deep, in its entirety.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous.
infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, son. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook one.
He ain't a crook, son.
He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to get you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking mind. Son, I'm bigger than those, claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm free.
Son, they shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son.
He's just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Mobb Deep. you'll also find links to buy or stream this song. The 25th anniversary expanded edition of The Infamous also includes the original version of Shook Ones, Shook Ones Part 1, plus the instrumentals for both versions. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Song Exploder is made by me and producer Christian Kunz, with production help from Olivia Wood and illustrations by Carlos Lerma. Special thanks to Gabby Gibb, Will McKinney, Cody Schneiders, Kathleen Smith, Amit Runchal, and Chris Goodwin. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn more about all our shows at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. You can also follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.